You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Steve Scherr. Steve, you remember the Stephen Glass story?
I had to look it up because I saw the movie. I remembered it that way. Shattered Glass. That was the name of the movie.
Right. It was a movie about the guy who had been making up stories for the New Republic back in the 90s, made into a movie, also a major journalism scandal. Adam Penneberg is the reporter best known for Breaking It. Oh. He exposed this reporter named Stephen Glass for just making up dozens of stories. And the first story Penneberg uncovered back in 1998 was about hacking, because that was his beat at the time. Now Penneberg has revisited the hacking beat 15 years later. He challenged real hackers to investigate him to find out how much privacy we have left. And it seemed like kind of a crazy idea. Why would you voluntarily ask people to hack you? So I asked him why he did it.
I'm always interested in doing a story that is right under our noses and is very simple. And so this is one of those really simple stories. It was, what would happen if I had a team of dedicated white hat hackers invade my life, and without telling me when they would do it or how they would do it, and then I wanted to see what would happen.
And white hat hackers are what?
These are people that work on the good side of law enforcement. Black hat hackers, the ones like Anonymous, who might take down a website or commit a denial service attack on a corporation or something of those nature, steal credit card files. These are the guys that try to prevent them, and what they use is they use the same techniques, but they use it to find out where someone is vulnerable.
You asked to be hacked. How long did it take them to do it?
Yes, it took a while. They send a team of three people to stake out my apartment, and they also tried a bunch of computer intrusions as well. So when it came to the physical intrusions, what they were trying to do was to gauge my comings and goings, to track my movements. They had people hanging out on a park bench across the street with binoculars looking when I would come and go. But they also tried other things, like secreting a device that would sniff my Wi-Fi traffic by sneaking onto my porch.
And what does your Wi-Fi traffic have on it?
Well, anytime I'm at home on the internet or collecting email or doing online banking, they would be able to intercept that traffic.
So what worked?
What worked was the simplest technique, which was they were able to got my wife to click on an attachment in an email. My wife owns two Pilates studios, and what they were able to do was convince her that they wanted a job at her Pilates studio from some woman who was looking for a job, and they actually used a real Pilates instructor who had a reputation online, and they spoofed her email, and then when my wife clicked on the attachment to look at her resume, it was actually a nefarious program that got into her hard drive, and once they had access to her machine, they realized that I had bequeathed my wife an old Mac computer years ago, and that we had just copied the hard drive over into the new computer, and we'd done that a few different times. And on that old machine of mine, I had a password file. And in that password file, they were able to see what kinds of passwords I use, what kinds of proclivities I have for password creation, so to speak. Because we all have lots of passwords, and we can't remember them all, right? And so once they were able to see what patterns I use, they were able to crack all of my passwords for all my online banking, for my Amazon account, for my Facebook account, for my Twitter account, and for my iCloud. And so they were able to gain access to my own laptop and also my iPhone.
So what were they able to find out about you?
Well, basically everything that I do online, they were able to find. So they were able to gain access to all my checking account, my savings account, my credit cards. They were able to gain. They could have wired money from my brokerage account somewhere else if they had wanted. They gained access to my Twitter account, and so they were able to post a fake message, "I love Stephen Glass." They could have wreaked havoc with my reputation online, and they certainly could have wreaked havoc with my finances online.
Adam Penneberg is the journalist who broke the Stephen Glass story. He's also a journalism professor at NYU and wrote a recent article challenging hackers to hack them, and we're hearing about how that turned out. A lot of people, I think, these days are concerned about privacy, but sort of vaguely concerned about it. Why should they be concerned?
Well, I think that we give away pieces of ourselves every time we go online. We willingly will trade 10% off, our credit card or something like that. Like at CVS, you do the CVS care card, and if you have the card, they track every single purchase you ever make, and we'll do it because we get a little discount. So we've been conspirators in our own demise this way. So the question is how vulnerable are we? What kinds of things are happening? And so my question really has to deal with, well, what is privacy in this day and age? What does it mean to have privacy? Have those lines shifted? And I'm not really sure the answer. I just know that I wouldn't want others to have access to my bank accounts, and I don't think you would either.
Well, let's take that a step further then. why should people be concerned about hacking and privacy?
I think it's because of the danger that somebody could do something and ruin your finances and steal your identity. I think these are problems, and there have been cases of people whose lives have been really, really ruined by this kind of thing. I also think that we have secrets for a reason. We all have secrets, and although we pretend that, well, I don't care, if I have nothing to hide, actually we all have something to hide. We wouldn't want something to get out there. And I think that the real danger is that we are losing a little piece of ourselves every time that we allow our privacy to be breached like this.
In this particular case, you invited hackers to hack you, and they used pretty elaborate schemes. How concerned should we be as individuals that something like that is actually going to happen to us?
Well, I think that it's not scalable, at least not now. So it's not the same as you hack a corporation and steal 100,000 credit cards. That's something that you can use. Just because they were able to hack me, it took a lot of time and effort, and it took a 3-member team to do it. It's not likely that someone else is going to have the same thing happen to them. I think that there's so many of us in the world that the more targets there are, the fewer of us will be affected by it.
You seem like a pretty public person, at least. You've got a Facebook presence. You're on Twitter. Some people might think, geez, this guy's kind of out there anyway. Why is he so concerned about privacy and hacking? What's the answer to that?
Well, the stuff that I share online are things that I want to share online. I use Facebook more as a branding proposition. I really only post articles. I don't really put anything personal on Facebook. And on Twitter, I'm really not putting much that's personal either. I'm really sharing links and ideas with people, but I'm not sharing my personal information. I don't talk about my wife. I don't talk about my kids online. And so we all control our online presence, our own online personas. And by having your privacy breached, you will be losing control of that.
All right. Bottom line, just to sum it up, what do you want people to take away from your experience of having been hacked voluntarily?
I just think that it's important for people to know that the more online we are, the more that we live our lives in this interconnected way, the more vulnerable we are, because all it takes is finding one area of vulnerability if you're a good hacker, and then you can gain access to someone's life.
Adam Pennenberg, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Reporter Adam Pennenberg talking about his recent article where he challenged hackers to investigate him. It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds. Steve Scherr.